Now, the conference that took place on the 29th of September 1938 in Munich was perhaps the most famous example of the British policy of appeasement. Now, appeasement is when you give in order to avoid conflict. And this was the policy that Britain and France had followed towards Germany pretty much since the mid-1930s. Appeasement started with the Anglo-German Naval Agreement of 1935 and carried on right the way until Hitler invaded Poland in 1939. Now, the Munich Conference of 1938, where Chamberlain agreed to give the Sudetenland to Hitler, is the most famous example of appeasement. It was felt by Chamberlain at the time that by giving that small part of land, as he saw it, wasn't British after all, that would sort of secure peace for the people of Europe. There were lots of arguments for appeasement. We know that politicians by this time were starting to think the Treaty of Versailles was unfair anyway. We know that they saw the economy as perhaps a more important problem. We know that British people did not want a war, and we know that the army was not ready for a war. People still remembered the horrors of World War I. And remember that at least Hitler was better than communism. So there were all sorts of arguments as to why appeasement was the right thing to do. To give in to Hitler was the right thing to do. Public opinion overwhelmingly said they wanted appeasement. But there were problems with it. Because not only did it give Britain time to rearm, but it gave Germany more time to rearm. An unforeseen consequence was the fact that it actually scared the USSR. They felt isolated. They felt like the British and French were protecting themselves and effectively sending Hitler eastwards. And as a result of this, the USSR had to come up with their own strategy for managing the threat of Hitler, when perhaps they would have been better off if Britain and France had dealt with Russia rather than excluding them from these sorts of negotiations. Also, the policy of appeasement was all about trust. And as hindsight demonstrates, Hitler was not a man that you could trust. And of course, the more they gave in to him, the more it encouraged him to be aggressive. So by giving in, they actually created a bigger monster. So there are arguments for and against appeasement. The key thing to remember, though, is don't just judge it by whether it worked or not. We know it didn't work. We know that World War II happened. But don't forget, it's what most of the public wanted. And it's very easy to judge it by our standards. You have to judge it by the time. What other option did Chamberlain have? If it wasn't appeasement, it was war.